Let us pray. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ this morning to break the bread of life, to receive the substance, the nourishment that we need for the trials and the tribulations that are ahead, for the wisdom to move in accordance with your divine plan, Father, and the strength to endure and to press on until we break through. So, Father, we just present our minds to you today. We come by the blood of Jesus Christ to have you have charge over our thoughts and our words, have you charge over our emotions and our desires. Father, let our desires be your desires. Let our words be your thoughts. We pray in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We have covered quite a bit of stuff over the last couple days. And I kind of want to finish things up a little bit. I believe that some people have been recording it. I'm also recording it, so we will be able to leave you with the raw tapes. Hallelujah. I will be sending them on to Gordon. He will be refining them and sending them back, and they will be on my website if you want to listen to them. We have been talking about the process of being born again, and maybe I just should do a little review. Maybe can I take this off here? Praise God. When we are born again, when we receive the blood of Jesus Christ, it's by virtue of the offering that the man Jesus made at Calvary. Praise the Lord. This altar is an altar that cannot be duplicated. Praise the Lord. There is some theology in charismatic Christianity that says that it can be. But it can't. It cannot be duplicated. Hallelujah. But there is an altar in the structure of the tabernacle that is an altar of, I'll just say, duplication. And that altar is the altar of incense. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's called the golden altar of incense. It's made of wood, which means it's man. It's covered with gold. It has a crown up. It has a crown down. Hallelujah. The crown up talks about authority. Crown down talks about a laid down position of authority in the hands of God. That is used only at the jurisdiction of God. Praise the Lord. And it is not an authority at this point to rule the world. It's an authority that gives you the strength to say, nevertheless, not my will be done, but thine. Praise the Lord. We don't look at the authority that we are always talking about as sonship as an authority to lay down your life. Praise the Lord. Have you looked at it that way? What is ruling and reigning with Christ, right? Right there in the midst with the big stick, you know, beating things and whatnot. Maybe not quite so violent, but nevertheless, we have a different thought. We have a different concept of what it means to be under our moving in the authority of God. Praise the Lord. This covenant, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we're not only confessing that we're sinners, we're not only confessing that He's the Son of God, but we are in actuality covenanting, right? We are covenanting to obedience. Huh? Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, covenanting to obey means to submit. Hallelujah. Many of us would probably wish that this word was not in our language. But fortunately, it is. Hallelujah. Now, we have to first learn how to submit to God. If you cannot learn how to submit to God, you cannot submit to one another. Hallelujah. God has to be preeminent. God has to be the focal point of our thoughts, focal point of our destination, the focal point of whatever it is we want to achieve. God has to be the focal point. Hallelujah. And it's reiterated many times in the scripture by Jesus when they had come to tempt him. It says, what is the first and the great commandment? And he said, the first and great commandment is to love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your might. Hallelujah. With all of your strength. There are different variations of it as it is being. But what it does in the entirety, nothing. Hello. Can you hear me? Nothing should have preeminence over that one position or that one place or that one goal that you have as far as God is concerned. Hallelujah. So when we receive Jesus Christ, we're not just born again, but we are promising our position, our place of obedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one of the scriptures that was spoken this morning was found in John 15. If you love me, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Yes. Huh? Yes. Hallelujah. All right, it says, where is it?
First John.
Okay, here it is. It is, this one. It is in 1 John, that one, I think. But this one is the one I was thinking of. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and ye shall be done, it shall be done unto you. Now, you know, that scripture in itself has really been misused. John chapter 15, John chapter 15, verse 7. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so ye shall be my disciples. Now, that's what we're talking about, right? The following and to become like Christ. Now, what these verses do for us is describe how the mechanism works. Hello? Hallelujah. We talk about overcoming, and we talk about sonship, and we talk about man-child and first fruits and all of the things of the at the end of the day, the product that is supposed to be produced. But this gets down into the nitty-gritty of it. This gets down saying, if you want to be in that place, now if you don't want to be in that place, this doesn't apply to you or me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But if I want something, if I my objective is heaven, praise God, maybe that's what I'll get. You understand? Hallelujah. But if my objective is to complete the task that has been given thee by virtue of my new birth. Did you hear it? Huh? When you are born again, you have a destiny that is already preordained. Now, when you talk about preordination, we're not talking about preordination before the cross. Hello? Are you hearing me? Preordination does not apply to the world out here. Preordination applies to the born-again person who has received the blood of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Nobody out here is preordained. Hallelujah. Nobody out here is preordained. The preordination of God is by virtue of the blood. And that means that birth, that position of redemption has a specific goal for each and every one, which is the same goal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And whether I achieve it, or you achieve it, or we achieve it, determines our position of obedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we become born again, hallelujah, it says that we are a new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. Isn't that what it says? Yes. Creature creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You could give it if you wish. Hallelujah. We are a new creature. Old things. What are old things? Huh? What are the old things? What are the old things? Everything that we were. We just have a new word here. Describe this arena of life. Old things. Huh? Old things have what? Passed. You know that little trash bag you have there on your computer screen? Hallelujah. Huh? The trash box, what do they call it? They call it something.
Recycle bin.
Huh?
Recycle bin.
Yes, the recycle bin. Well, the recycle means it's something that's done over. It's really a trash can. Hallelujah. When it says all things have passed away, it's like you have this trash can, huh? And these things are going in it. Hallelujah. They are no longer relevant. Hallelujah. Corinthians what?
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Okay, that was what?
That's the scripture you're quoting.
Okay, all right. Old things that passed away. What is it? First Corinthians?
2 Corinthians 5:17.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Huh? Praise the Lord. Old things have passed away. So here we are in this arena. Praise God. Now, God understands the difficulty that we have, because although we are born again, we still have this outer husk, this outer shell of death and desolation. Hallelujah. So you have, but what you have is life encapsulated in death. Hallelujah. That's why we have the scripture in Corinthians. I'm not quite sure where in Corinthians, but it says that there's a song about it that we sang. I think it's 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. It is 2 Corinthians, maybe 1 Corinthians. 15, is it? Huh? Let's see, 14:15. It says that death. Oh yes, 1 Corinthians 15. It says, "Oh death." Now let me start up here. Let's start up here at verse 53. 1 Corinthians 15:53. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Hallelujah. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and that mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is what?
Swallowed
up by victory. Hallelujah. So this is the prescribed formula. Do you hear me? This 1 Corinthians 15. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 15. Huh? It is a word that is being prophesied. 1 Corinthians 15. Huh? 14?
53.
2 Corinthians 53. Hallelujah. This is what this structure and the gate and the altar is prophesying to you and I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And least we think that this process is leading us till we pass over into from life into life. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, there is a verse in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, 39th verse, I believe, that says that they who have gone over before us, who have died, hallelujah, and are with the Lord, hallelujah, they, what? Cannot be made perfect without who? Huh? Say me. Just point at yourself. They cannot be made perfect without me. Hello? So, I not only have a burden for my own perfection. Huh? Do you hear me? I now have a burden for not just the body of Christ, but for the body of Christ that has passed over. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. Did you hear it?
Yes.
They, without me, are you, come on, cannot be made perfect. Hello? Yes. Hallelujah. Can you imagine somehow some of the frustration, if you can be frustrated in heaven? Can you imagine some of the frustration that they have concerning us as we let the devil run over us and kick us around, and we piddle around in our humanities and doing the things we want to do that do not perfect us and do not perfect them? Huh? Hallelujah. No wonder there was the lamentation in Revelations that the saints who had gone on before, who had died, he says, how long, O God, will thou not avenge our blood? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have to have an understanding of our calling and election. Huh? We often say, well, God, we get saved, we get filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, what is my ministry? What have you called me to do? Well, God has not necessarily given you a specific peculiar ministry. He's given you the ministry of overcoming. He's given you the ministry of being made perfect. Hallelujah. That's your calling. That's your election. Yes, that's your profession. Very good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what we have been elected to do. Now, for Peter, he said, in 1 Peter, is it? Chapter 1 or chapter 2? He said, what? Make sure
your calling
and election. He said, not only make sure, but he said, giving all diligence. Oh, that giving of diligence, that calling and election is overcoming my darkness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if you don't believe that, read what he has to say. He says, to your faith, what?
Add virtue.
What is virtue? What is virtue? Virtue is character.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Virtue is character of an individual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not talking about corporate activity. We're talking about a position of individual relationship of obedience to the Word of God and to the destiny to which God has called humanity. This is just you breaking ground. Hallelujah. You know, when they go to build a building and they have that dedication service, they go out there with that gold shovel and they stick it into the ground and say something profound as they shovel that shovel dirt out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the aspect of what and why I have blood of Jesus in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? I could be on the backside of the desert and never see another human being. But if I have the understanding of the position of why I am born again. Hallelujah. And the objective that God has applied for me, at the end of the day, I will find myself in that place, in that company of people. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Because my life is not led or lived in the aspect of my position of a relationship with humanity. It is lived on the basis of my relationship with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if my relationship with God is on a firm foundation.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
The firm foundation is the obedience to the Word of God. Hallelujah. When it says that I am to make my foundation what? Firm and sure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If my foundation is firm and sure, I am guaranteeing the integrity of the building.
Amen.
That is going to be built upon it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which one of the apostles said that we have this building not made with hands? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's talking about, but any building that is going to be built has to be built on the right foundation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I cannot overemphasize the position or the need for us to understand that to be born again is a covenant of obedience.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We think that when it says in John chapter 3, verse 3, that a man must be born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have to accept the blood of Jesus Christ. I have to recognize my position of failure and defeat and sin. I must confess it with my mouth. What am I talking about? I'm talking about saying everything that I am. Everything that I have been, and any and everything that has contributed to that image or to that entity or that personality is totally and absolutely of no value.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christianity does not tell us that on the general sense. It says that all we have to do is receive the blood to be born again and we will go to heaven. Maybe some of those will, but I don't want to just go to heaven. I want heaven inside of me. I want God inside of me. I want God walking and talking inside of me. Hallelujah. That when I sit down, it is God that is telling me to sit down. And when I stand up, it's God that's telling me to stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want meat to eat that is not natural food. As much as I enjoy the food and the things of this life, I do not want to be satisfied with that arena of experience.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we come into God on the promise, on the by virtue of His Word to say, yes, I will obey you. Hallelujah. I remember a little word of exhortation that Sister Mavis wrote or said, and they transcribed it. She said, have you said your yes, Lord, today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we quote the scripture, this is the day the Lord has made. We're not just talking about natural days, although that is true. But if we understand this concept of obedience, that new day is not a day that to be utilized by your own will and way. Hallelujah. It is a day that has been given to you if the Lord has made that day. Hallelujah. If you believe the Lord has made that day is specific to your development and growth and maturity in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And as you move with God in that day, hallelujah, hallelujah, then the nature of God is going to be developing in you. Hallelujah. So we get born again. And as we get born again, the Bible says we must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Oh my God. Hallelujah. 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 So let us look at a scripture here. Hallelujah. I want you to look at this scripture, Romans, the 6th chapter. Hallelujah. Romans, the 6th chapter and verse 1. Hallelujah. 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 It says right here in this word, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that sin may abound? That grace may abound. Sorry. Yes. That grace may. You're awake. That's good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That grace may abound. He says, God forbid. What is he talking about? Come on, brethren. Hallelujah. What is he talking about? I tell you what I thought that he was talking about. He's talking about those things I used to do. Those bad habits. Those things that that were I knew that were sin. Hello? Hallelujah. My drinking, my smoking, my cursing, and the rabble-rousing, and all of the things that I was doing, my rebellion, and all of that stuff going on out there in the world. I cannot participate in it. That's true. But that's just one level of it. That is the earthly level of it. Hello? Hallelujah. So what is he talking about? On the spiritual plane, on the higher level of understanding, what is he talking about? He's talking about me as an individual and what and who I was prior to my conversion. Huh? Come on. Hallelujah. One thing that salvation has, and that is purpose. Divine purpose, okay? Huh? It has divine purpose. Huh? From start, huh? To finish. Hallelujah. And you know, God is a God of divine purpose. Hallelujah. And if you want to know the divine purpose of God, turn to Genesis 1 verse 26. And what was his divine decree? Hallelujah. Let us make man. Hello? Did you hear it? Let us make man. How are we supposed to make him? In our image and in our likeness. Is that my likeness? Huh? Whose likeness? Your likeness? Whose likeness? Hallelujah. Image. Image and likeness. Hallelujah. Likeness and God is the preeminent factor. Hallelujah. So, am I born again? I'm born for a divine purpose. Hello? Because the whole plan of God that is represented by the tabernacle encompasses the entirety of his purpose. Hello? Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Brethren, I'm telling you something, and I want you to listen and go to God and ask him about it. If you are in a church that is teaching anything else except the totality of God, you are in the wrong place. Hello? You are in the wrong place. And what they are teaching you will not only be the wrong thing, but it will stop you from achieving the reality of God in His entirety. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Baptist people don't even believe in the baptism of the Spirit. Hello? The Pentecostals do not believe in the total perfection of humanity at the end of the day in the human flesh. Hallelujah. They do not believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And whatever they are teaching you is to keep you from achieving the reality of what God intended in the beginning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there are a people, there is a people that God is bringing the revelation of sonship to. Hallelujah. And it's by virtue of what was written by Paul in Ephesians. He said that he prayed for the Ephesian church that their eyes of understanding would be open, our enlightened. Hallelujah. If you are professing anything but the totality of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are not professing the gospel of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God did not create us to be subservient to sin. God did not create us to be subservient to darkness. God created us to be the rulers over sin and over darkness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you and I have to believe it. If we do not believe it, it will never happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We will be like the man whose relative or friend servant was sick, and he came to Jesus for the healing of that individual. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus put his finger right on the man's problem. He said, "Man, do you believe?" Hallelujah. The man says, "I believe." "Oh, yes, I believe. But God, there is this element of unbelief." Huh? Hallelujah. You know, brother, it is not a sin to not be able to believe. It is a sin to know the reality of it and not acknowledge it and then ask God to fix it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you ask God to fix it, God's going to fix it like He fixed the man.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God did not only heal the man, the individual, God healed the man that came with the unbelief.
Amen.
And the evidence of the healing was the healing of the man. Hallelujah. So it says here in chapter 6, what shall we say then? Should we continue in my old nature? Huh? Should I continue in my old affiliation of humanity? Shall I remain an American? Shall I remain an Asbil? Shall I be motivated by my grandmother or my grandfather? Hello? Halaba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall I be regulated by my tribal influence that is over me and around me? Do I continue to walk as that individual when I have the reality of an omnipotent, omnipotent God inside of me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It says, God forbid.
Amen.
God forbid.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have degraded, the church has degraded the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says in, I believe it's in Galatians, he said, having it's Galatians something. Hallelujah. It says, it's talking about having a particular word. It's talking about, because unto the Galatian church was committed the revelation of sonship. Hallelujah. I believe it was the Galatian church. Hallelujah. 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 There's another verse here I want you to read, though. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Galatians 4. Hallelujah. I'm going to start up here at the fourth verse, chapter 4, fourth verse. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As He's talking not just about Jesus Christ, He's talking about you and I. When we come to a position or place of being born again. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God enters into our soul and we become we become a living soul. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is now under the law. A soul that is condemned by the law. Hallelujah. In that soul comes God. Hallelujah. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Halabaka Sandaya. He just laid down a rule. He just laid down a principle. Hallelujah. We, when we come to this position, we are no longer under that condemnation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. 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 We're talking about just the fact of being born again. Hallelujah. And the environment of that entity. Hallelujah. It comes out of the throne of God, out of the heart of Jesus Christ, into our spirit, into my soul. Hallelujah. Okay. He says, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but thou but a son, and if a son, then heir of God through Christ. Alababa Sandaya. I just been elevated. I just been promoted. I just been put into a new realm, a new sphere of living and life and character and activities. Oh, hallelujah. 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 How be it then? Listen. How be it then? When ye knew not God, ye did service unto him which by nature are no God. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereon ye desire again to be in bondage? What is he talking about? What is he talking about? He's talking about that old nature of my being and of my position of existence prior to my service and deliverance by his blood. Huh? Come on, brethren. Hallelujah. He's not talking about working under some religious concept. He's talking about me as an individual who has been born again, wanting to bring my old man into that position of service with me, doing the things of God. Hallelujah. 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 But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, you turn again to the weak and the beggarly. Did you hear it? Weak and beggarly elements. Alabakushandai. You know, this word that describes that condition is used again in a peculiar passage found in Second Peter, I believe it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's found in Second Peter, I think. It could be First Peter. But he says that the elements shall be burned. Huh? Hallelujah. Where is it? Somebody know that is? Huh? I think it was second. Huh? Yes, it's in the third chapter somewhere. Yes, here it is. 2 Peter 3:10. He said, "But the day, isn't it? The day of the Lord." Hallelujah. We were just talking about the day of the Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. The day of the Lord. Hallelujah. I lost my place again.
10.
But the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The word elements is not referring to the aspect of the elements out here, like trees and rocks and dirt and all of that. It's referring to those elements that are beggarly and of the world. Hallelujah. We're talking about tribulation. Talking about tribulation. And there's one scripture that comes to me in all of this. It says, if you judge yourselves, if you judge yourselves, then in that day you will not be judged. Hallelujah. So that means if I'm judging myself now concerning to these weak and beggarly elements as how they are playing in my Christian walk, and begin to deal with them, when the day of judgment comes that is spoken of by Peter, I will not be affected.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will not be in that position of suffering. Hello? Hallelujah. But I will be like the three Hebrew children. Hallelujah. It was not just a statement that they made. It was a covenant that was being announced that they had made a decision about long time back. Hello? Hallelujah. There would have been no time for the, I made a mistake. I'm going to make the covenant now. I'm going to be, all right, Lord, then blah, blah, blah. No. They had made a decision to bury the old man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. Unto what baptism are you baptized with? Huh? Hallelujah. Are you baptized under the baptism of John? Hello? Hallelujah. Are you baptized under the baptism of Christ? Hello? Come on, brethren. Hallelujah. Because it says here, hallelujah, going back into, to where I was, hallelujah, where was I?
Galatians 4,
verse 9, yes, hallelujah, gotta find Galatians though. Galatians 4, verse 9, but now that after ye have known God, or whether or not you be the buried, whereas you desire again to be in bondage. All right, praise God. I want to go back to Romans 6, hallelujah, and verse 2, he says, God forbid, that means absolutely not. It is not allowable. Do you hear me? Not allowable. Not if you want to go all the way. Hallelujah. And brethren, to my understanding of the realm of heaven and God is that there are levels of attainment that you get not in heaven but here. Hallelujah. And what you work out here will determine where you are in standing with God and what He wants to give you. Hallelujah. 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 Well, you can say, well, I'd just be glad to get into heaven. Well, yes, praise God, but I don't want to just be glad to get into heaven. Hallelujah. I want to get into heaven or get into the presence of God completely and totally to the stat or the status or the stature that has been given to me by virtue of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? It's that status, that 100% status. Hallelujah. Not 30, not 60, that 100% status is something that is available to any and every person.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I determine what it is I am given. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? God says, all right, this is the totality of what you can have. And it's the magnanimity and the magnitude of it is so great you can't even comprehend it. But He says, you have to make it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have to make it. You, me. We have to make it. We have to make it. We have to build it. Paul said, I have laid up in heaven. Huh? Hello? I have laid up in heaven. What did he lay up? Huh? Hallelujah. He says, I have laid up in heaven a crown. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know. Probably Paul had a revelation of what it was that God had for him in that scope. Because Paul was a man who said, I am born out of due season. Can you imagine Paul's tribulation and his thought in knowing that what he had and what he could attain and what it would take to get there, and yet he would not receive it because he was not living in the right time frame? Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Amen.
So we need to understand the relevance of Paul's life and the scriptures that are written in the Old Testament and the New Testament that convey to us the desire of God for us to be His sons. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. And you know, my imagination, I have a very vivid imagination. And I can just begin to imagine God and imagine the realm of heaven and all of the things that are working in the universe in which we live and all of them stars out there and the totality of the universe that we, the magnitude of it. We don't even know the expanse of it. All of which God has created for a divine purpose. Huh? Hallelujah. And what will be my part in all of that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What will be my position, my place? I want the very best place that I can get. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to... Well, if I had the sweet floors, I guess I would be happy. But I don't want the sleep floors. I want to be in that position, in that place. God knows my cry. Hallelujah. But I have a responsibility to adjust my lifestyle in accordance with that desire. Did you hear it? I have to adjust my lifestyle, my wants, my needs, my comforts, my discomforts, my sense of security and insecurity. I have to adjust my lifestyle to fit the prescribed formula for achieving that directive. Hello? Hallelujah. To achieve that opportunity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, God forbid, shall we that are dead. You're dead. Dead, 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 dead. Hallelujah. Huh? You are dead to sin.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are dead to sin when the devil comes knocking on your door. Huh? And giving you this sin idea. You say, I am dead, 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 dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You can tell your body, you can tell your mind, I do not have to obey the commands that come before me by virtue of darkness. Hallelujah. You can tell the devil that he is a liar because you have been born again. Hallelujah. You have been adopted into a heavenly realm, a heavenly father. And you have a father whose name is Jehovah. Hallelujah. 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 We're just talking about born again and baptism. He said here, know ye not that so many of you, so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, we were baptized into his death. Habakkuk. Brethren, that is not just a metaphorical statement. That is not just a spiritual spiritual thought. That is in actuality. As you come out of that water, you have put in motion a set of events that has been set for you to bring the reality of that death home to your conscious mind. Hallelujah. 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 So when you are baptized into his death by virtue of the command of God, there is a path, our destiny that is set for you that has all the accoutrements on the way to conform you to the image of God, to the likeness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, know ye not. Therefore we are buried with him in baptism into his death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead, hallelujah, by the glory. Glory is not some Shekinah shining that comes. Glory is a nature. It's indicative of a nature. Hallelujah. So when we come up with that nature of God that is inside of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without these two experiences, we cannot say we are born again. Hallelujah. It says you must be born of the water. Now, you have to have an understanding concerning what the water is. You have to have an understanding concerning what the water does. You have to understand understand that in the midst of the water, something eternal is happening to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that when you come out of that of water, you're not coming out of that water in the same fashion and the same form and the same substance of what it was that went into it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says that we, even as he says, glory, we are raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. Oh my God. What is the newness of life? It's the entity of God that is now in human form. Hallelujah. Go to John chapter 1. Go to John chapter 1. And I want to read, hallelujah. I want to read from verse 10, hallelujah. Jesus, was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. My goodness. There is, so, you know, we think in the totality of it, we are thinking Jews. We are thinking Israel. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Are you not Israel?
Yes.
Aren't you not spiritual Jews? Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And who is it now that God is coming with a word of fullness? Huh? Hello? He's coming unto the blood-bought church of Jesus Christ. He's coming with a word. Hallelujah. Even as the angel came of the behest of God to bring the word of God to Mary. Hallelujah. If Mary would not have recognized the moment, if Mary had not submitted, huh? If Mary had not submitted, Jesus Christ would not have been born of that woman.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I did not say that Jesus Christ would not have been born, but that woman would have missed the opportunity to be the one who brought forth that son.
Amen.
I now am standing in Mary's shoes. I am now hearing a word that is saying to me that God will overshadow me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that holy thing that will be created in me will be the Son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mary, how can this thing be? Hallelujah. I look at my humanity and say, how can this thing happen? Hallelujah. But like Paul in chapter 7, at the end of the day, he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Hallelujah. 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 So I have to be baptized with the right intention. I have to have the right motive in my baptism. I have to have the acknowledgement in my soul and profess to those that are witnesses to me, not only in the natural, but into the heavenly. I am going all the way with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I am burying this man of Asbel in all of his heritage, in all of his accoutrements, in all of his familiar spirit. He is done. He is finished. He will not come up out of that water.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when I come up out of that water, I'm coming up saying unto God, I covenant with you, O God. I covenant to obey your word. I covenant to eat and feast upon your word. I covenant with you that I will walk in righteousness. I covenant with you that I will work with you to make sure this old man of Asbel will not come again to tolerate and to move and to interfere with the work of God in my life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you haven't been baptized with that thought and that intent, you have not been baptized. Hallelujah. 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 He says that we should walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. But you know, the end time church, the holy place church, he is somewhere in this vicinity, thinking that he's in the holy place, but he's still out here in the outer court. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How do I know that? Because the indictment against the seventh church, the Laodicean church, was an indictment of mixture. It was an indictment of mixture. He says, you are not hot. Well, let's read what he says. Revelations. Hallelujah. The third chapter. Let's read what he says about that Laodicean church. He says, I know thy works. Verse 15, chapter 3, Revelations. I know thy works, and that thou art neither cold nor hot. Now, they were working. They were doing things, but they were not doing the thing that was essential. They were not utilizing the word of God that had been given to them. This church age is the church age of the greatest revelation of God that from the point or the time of creation. Hallelujah. There has not been a church age like this church age. Hallelujah. There has never been a church of this church age that is now, that the revelation of God has been coming forth and sounding like a trumpet. Hallelujah. So I, as an individual who hears that sound, who obeys and begins to move with that sound, if I do not allow that word that I am hearing and participating with, I begin to work in me the totality of change that is necessary, I will miss God. Not only will I miss God, but I will be expelled from His presence. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will be expelled. Five wise, five foolish. Five wise, five foolish. Five had what? Oil in their lamps. Oil in their vessels. What does that mean? Oil in their vessels. It means inside of their soul, there was no longer any humanity. No human thing that could deter them from the will of God. Hallelujah. And they were accepted into the bright chamber. But the five foolish, hallelujah, they had only oil in their lamp. Hallelujah. And their oil had gone out. It had been expended. Why? Because their natures had not yet been changed to the point by which they could have the reliability of that oil. Hallelujah. And they were told to go back out into the darkness. Hallelujah. To buy oil. I do not want to be part of that five foolish virgin church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is now bringing a word to you and to me concerning the position and the place of our living and our focus as well as our destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I would. He says, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot. You remember the word yesterday? Cold. Cold is indicative of all things. Hallelujah. Cold is indicative of phone. Hot is indicative of the kingdom of light. Hello? Hallelujah. He says, because you are neither cold nor hot, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. If he spews you out of the mouth, he pushes you out into the realm of darkness, where there is tribulation, trouble, and persecution, and death. They bought oil. They bought oil. But the oil did not get them into that level of relationship that they wanted to have that is indicative of the bride chamber. Hallelujah! I want to be in the bride chamber. Where do you want to be? Hallelujah. I want to be in the bride chamber. I want to be one of those that God says to me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. 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 He says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And knowest thou that thou art what? Wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and you are naked. Hello? I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fires. Hallelujah. That means fireproof. That means fireproof. That means fire. You'll be in the fire, but you're fireproof. Hallelujah. The Hebrew children were fireproof. They were fireproof. And not only were they fireproof, but their obedience Their obedience in the end splits the veil between time and eternity. And then it split the veil. Jesus Christ walked right into the fire with them. Oosh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we come to that place and we begin to adorn ourselves, we are making ourselves ready. Hallelujah. As the bride says, making herself ready. Hallelujah. We are making ourselves ready so that when the tribulation comes, not only do we walk in the midst of the fire, but there will be a manifestation of God that is walking with us. Hallelujah! That's the position. That's the place. That's the experience that I would want for me, for my wife, for my family, for the family of God that there is a relationship that I have with. Everyone pressing, 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 pressing. Hallelujah! For the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul says, I am not one who has obtained, but I press as though I will obtain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How much more me who has the first fruits of the Spirit and have the understanding of the availability of my heir inheritance or my position of joint heir with Christ. Hallelujah. How much more should I be pressing God for that position, as well as pressing you and pressing for you that you would obtain that position in God also. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. We have to understand the relevance of what it is that God has called us to when we become born again. Hallelujah! Amen. Hallelujah! You know, brethren, there is so much beyond. There is so much more beyond this, because when Nicodemus began to question Jesus about this theology, Jesus said to the man, how is it that you don't understand earthly things? How is it that you will comprehend or grasp the totality of the spiritual things? Hallelujah. He told his disciples, there are many things I want to speak to you. I can imagine the burden of the word of God that was on the man for those 12 souls of men. Hallelujah. The burden of the word. He says, I want to tell you, but I can't tell you. You can't bear it. I don't want to be under that category of people. Hallelujah. And the only way that I will be able to bear it is if I submit to the circumstances that are created by the virtue of my baptism and covenant with God, in the aspect of my walk into Him and my submission to it by His Word. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Did you that scripture that talked about 2 Timothy 3:5, having the form of God?
Yes.
But denying the power thereof?
Yes.
From such turn away.
Such turn away. We're talking about the Word of God that is utilized for other purposes. Hallelujah. It says, turn away. Turn away. Turn away. It says, get away from it. Get away from it. Because it will destroy your potential as well as your possibilities to achieve what it is God has for you. God bless you.
Do what you say.